general or the tax. The purpose of this hearing is for the committee to receive public comment on proposal amendments to the committee's current rules in Title 14, Chapter 12, Part 10, amending Section 8D and E, manufactured housing fee of the New Mexico Administrative Code. The committee welcomes those who provided written comment and everyone here today. This hearing is being conducted in accordance with the provisions of the Manufactured Housing Act, the Uniform Licensing Act, and the State Rules Act. The hearing is being audio taped, recorded. Anyone interested in a copy of the audio tape record should contact Melissa Shelley of the Manufactured Housing Division. Public notice of this hearing was advertised in the New Mexico Register, the Albuquerque Journal, the New Mexico Sunshine Portal, and on the committee's website. Public notice was also posted at all the state of New Mexico RLD MHD offices. Copies of the proposed changes have been available on the committee's website and at the committee's office. Printed copies are available at today's hearing on a table located near the door. Those here today, please sign the attendance sheet at the back of the room, which will later be entered into an exhibit. This rules hearing will be conducted in the following manner. The division staff will present a pre-filed exhibit. Exhibits admitted into evidence are available for review by the public, but exhibits may not be removed from this room. After all exhibits are entered, we will proceed to the division staff's presentation of the proposed rule, after which testimony will be taken from the audience. In order to ensure that the hearing is accurately recorded, only one person at a time shall be allowed to speak. Any person recognized to speak is asked to identify himself by the name you are affiliated with for the record each time you are recognized. And speak loud and clearly to the recorder can accurately record your comments. After a person is offered comment, they shall stand for questions from the hearing officer. The audience may ask questions of anyone offering comment after being recognized by me. This hearing is not subject to judicial rule of evidence. However, it is in the interest of efficiency. I reserve the right to limit any testimony deemed irrelevant, redundant, and unduly repetitious. The committee will discuss the proposed rules hearing in a subsequent committee meeting. Final committee action, including adoption of the rules, will not take place as part of this public hearing. This hearing is now open. Are there any exhibits from the division to be entered into the record?
There are, and the exhibits have been attached for the record.
Exhibits 1 through 6?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, let's admit exhibits number 1 through 6 into the record.
And just for the record, I'd notice that Exhibit 1 is a legal notice published in the Albuquerque Journal. Exhibit 2 is legal notice published in the New Mexico State Register. Exhibit 3 is legal notice published on the Sunshine Portal and with the Legislative Finance Council Service. Exhibit 4 is legal notice published on the RLD Construction Industries and Manufactured Housing website. Exhibit 5 is legal notice published in each of the state RLD Construction Industries and Manufactured Housing offices in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Las Cruces. And Exhibit 6 is a proposed amendment to Rule 14.12.10.8 of NMAC, entitled Sections D and E of the regarding manufactured housing fee of the New Mexico Administrative Code.
Thank you. Yes, Sally, you're going to introduce the amended proposed rules. Is that the right way to do it?
Yes, sir. Just as a way of explanation, sir, at the last Manufactured Housing Committee meeting, the issue of fees was discussed. And based on a database change from Kiva to Acela, the division recognized that the fees as set out in the current NMAC were not being accurately assessed. At the one time, there was a separate fee charged for both the inspection and for the permit. while this was acknowledged, the reality of what was going on is that it was properly being assessed for the one action. The obtaining the permit and having the initial inspection is one action. And so the committee asked that we go forward to correct that misnomer, which was in the current NMAP, to reflect what actually is reality, and that is that there is a single cost for the initial permit and the initial inspection, and then if there's a reinspection needed, only in that case would there be an additional charge. So the effect of this rule is to recognize one fee of $65 for the initial permit and the initial inspection, and an additional $65 only if a reinspection is required.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to comment on the amendment to Part 10, Section 8D?
Yes.
Mark Duran, that's the record show.
Okay. Let's see, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Mark Durand. I represent the New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association as their executive director. In my comments today, I represent the manufactured housing industry. Just a procedural question, if I could, Mr. Hearing Officer. In the past, the public hearings would have a time frame associated with them. Every time I get a chance to clarify protocol and process, you know I do. And in the past, public hearings would be allotted a time frame for which someone could come make a comment to public hearing. Is that changed as opposed to just a start time in the old days? I'm not trying to make you sit here till noon or anything like that, but was there a change, or is there an open period for this public hearing comment this morning?
I'm just aware of a 9 o'clock was the presentation. I don't know if there's other staff that would be more exposed to that. I was allowed a window of time to maybe request of people if we were busy. We have a 30-day notice, but you're asking about today's meeting?
Today.
Yeah.
There's no requirement in the Open Meetings Act other than there be a specific time for the rules hearing. Also under the Uniform Licensing Act is the same. So all the notice that's given out, which are exhibits entered into the record, would reflect that if anybody wanted to make comment, this would be the time when the hearing is set to do that.
I think I'm a little unclear what you're asking, because as far as I know, this is the way it's always has happened. We've set a hearing date, we've held the hearing, and it, during that time period, however long it lasts, that's how long people have to make comments.
Oh, got it. And if I may, do I have to say my name every time I make a comment?
You're probably all right today.
Okay, very good. Very good. I've been at hearings in the past. I've been doing this job for 26 years. Where it was a time period,
oh,
and the poor hearing officer had to sit here from 9 to 12, whether anybody came after the first hour or not. And so was probably not done right in the past. And so now it's just a start time. When everyone's done providing public comment, then you leave. You close it, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's the way we've done it, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Mr. Hearing Officer, my comments are that this interpretation has been taking place for 40 years.
I don't know if we went back 40 years or not.
Unless someone can prove otherwise. We went back 10 years, we went back 25 years, then we've had regulations all the way back since 1976. And so I haven't seen anything contrary to point out that we have had a single $65 charge for what we would call an inspection, but that is a permit and an inspection. I do understand that there's been an interpretation that is not the way it actually reads, and there's smart lawyers that are making that interpretation. But I think for the record, it's important to point out it's been done this way for all this period of time. In the change, and one of the things that I want to make sure to comment about the change is, and just a couple of things, because you know what, we probably need clarification of our rules and regs in a number of different areas. This is the first, and we should probably continue to do that. And I appreciate this. I appreciate this by the division and by the attorneys that are working on this. Two different courses could have happened in regard to addressing the interpretation. And that is, it could have been that the change proposed would have actually made two inspection charges, or separated a permit charge of $65 and an inspection charge of $65, kept it the way it was, and then forced the Manufactured Housing Committee to then make the change to either keep it that way or to go to one inspection fee. Maybe it was just always going to be done this way, and there wasn't any leeway by the division, but what we appreciate is that it's being handled this way, and that is to, as I've heard Sally state, and as I've talked to the division director, the proposal would make changes to the current regulation to reflect what has been happening for the last many, many several years, and then that there is going to be a $165 charge for the permit and the inspection fee. A couple of clarification points that I think are important is that when Sally was talking, describing it, she said one inspection. And just to be clear, if a retailer or an installer is taking out is going to have a permanent foundation, and they're going to come and they're going to get pay for an inspection, that $65 then pays for what is called a pre-pour inspection and then a final inspection. So when we're talking about an inspection and a fee for an inspection, I want to clarify that there's actually more than one inspection physically taking place by the inspectors under the umbrella of what is that one fee. That one fee that we now understand will encompass a permit fee and an inspection fee. So I don't want anyone to be unclear in regard to that, or at least I want to make public comments to that effect. Does that make sense, Mr. Hearing Officer? Am I able to ask you that question?
Hoping this wording takes care of that. We've had discussions with the division and other committee members and trying to clear this piece up and not take down the whole rule book, but get this cleared up as you had indicated as an example.
Sure. Well, I just want to make sure Mr. Hearing Officer, and to be clear, we are supportive of the change. If indeed let me go to one other point first, Mr. Hearing Officer, is if you look at the I think it's an exhibit that has been handed out under fees, and it's 41.12.10.8 fees. And it has letters A through S. Under P is something called a requested inspection. And under P, that requested inspection is $65. Now, I'm not sure, it could be that was something used in the past where maybe a homeowner requested an inspection, that potentially could then be looked at and seen as a potential for now a second $65 charge. So then what we would have is a reinspection fee being when you initially requested an inspection and something went wrong with that inspection and say it got red tagged, something like that, that inspector can call for that this needs to be reinspected. Fair enough, that installer then needs to get a reinspection fee. Then under the change, there'd be an inspection permit for $65. As we understand the change, that would then incorporate the permit, and then all inspections that would be housed under what is termed inspection. In this case, a pre-pour and a final inspection. Sort of more than one inspection under the word inspection. But what I want to make sure is that because you have to request that inspection, there's no way it's then happening otherwise, that under P, a requested inspection isn't then a way to potentially say this is another $65 charge for what is now going to be a permit inspection.
Well, I can see your point. I felt like the division and staff was wanting to clarify the more obvious wording issues with it taking a fair amount of time, public notice, the words and things of that nature. I'm appreciating the help.
If I may add, I first will acknowledge that saying inspection encompasses all of the process that happens with that initial inspection. An additional $65 is strictly if there is a need for something past whatever the process is for that initial inspection process. This is exactly what was happening. We were asked to correct this to acknowledge what is current law and is not being done. I will acknowledge that most of the rules need revision, and we are working on revision of some of those, but the reality is we're not going to charge a separate fee for an inspection versus only if there's a reinspection would there be an additional $65, and that would be because something went wrong during the initial inspection.
Thank you, Sally. Mr. Grand, I feel like you're trying to expose us to some wording areas that we would take under consideration as we rewrite the rules. I would appreciate any insight to make it better or changing wording things. Does that help you feel like we're going the right direction?
No, I think that please understand, Mr. Hearing Officer, and don't mean any disrespect to anyone. I think everyone's done a good job on this. My job is to make sure that for the record there is complete clarity in terms of my comments as to what we are supporting, and especially given that we are in an environment where the reason we're here is because of apparent unclarity and interpretation issues. I am here to be as clear as possible. And if that then allows further clarity to be incorporated into the record, well then so be it. I don't apologize for any of that. I appreciate the statement for the record. Now what was said is the initial inspection process. That's very important, because initially, excuse the pun, it was being said the initial inspection. And so there is now going to be a permit inspection, and that is going to incorporate an inspection process where there are more than one physical inspection that is going to take place under that permit inspection. And then with the additional comments, which we appreciate, and that is that although the rules need to be worked on, and we all agree with that, there's nothing about P in here where it says requested inspection $65 would have anyone from an enforcement or interpretation aspect be saying that there is an additional $65 required after the change, where a requested inspection would be $65, incorporating potential more than one physical inspections. And so with that, and with those clarifications, and with those interpretations of the comments that have been made, then we can be supportive of this rule change.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen, Hearing Officer Christensen. I'm Pat McMurray, Director of Manufactured Housing Division. If I could just add some additional clarity or comments. I have no issue with explaining further if we need to on the inspection permit, the $65 permit will be for installation, permanent foundation, utility connections, and then we could say including pre-inspection and final inspection. We could add something to that, whatever legal would suggest that might define that a little more clearly. Perhaps there needs to be more definition on P, item P, requested inspection, $65. In my opinion, in my mind, that is something that if someone were to purchase a manufactured home and would request an inspection for us to go out and inspect that home upon their purchase or something like that, then we have the need to charge for the time we spent doing that. So it has nothing to do with the initial inspection that
with
was
our
originally.
Process.
So if there's something, if that clarification needs to be done, perhaps that would help, or if it's clear, then we're fine. But that would be my comment. Thank you.
I don't know the gentleman in the back.
My name is Andy Dalmy. I'm the licensing manager for CID. Just to add to what Director McMurray just said, we've had situations where units have been purchased, and it's unclear whether it's a manufactured home or a lodger. So we, upon request, send an inspector out. We've had situations where they want to add, let's say, a gas appliance that requires inspection. So there are numerous other types of inspections that can be conducted that have nothing to do with the initial, which is covered by the requested change. And it's obvious that if we don't change it, we have to follow our own rule, and we're going to have to be charging $130 instead of $60 for the permit in the initial inspection. So
thank you, sir. Mr. Durant.
Mr. Hearing Officer Mark Durant. I agree. I think that as I recollect back, this and requested inspection was a homeowner, someone who wasn't, you know, looking for a pre-pour or a final inspection on a permanent foundation. Maybe then, but since we're being technical here, everyone does request a permit inspection now, and so maybe somewhere along the line we could bring some clarifying language into P as to exactly what that means. And then I appreciate the division director's comments about even bringing more clarity into now under E inspection permits. I really don't think it's necessary. I think it was important that I heard the word an initial inspection, and that it was important to bring some clarity there, that that's an initial inspection process and not just an initial inspection. And so with that, my previous comments stand.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Are there any other comments for section D? And then would anyone like to comment on part 10, section 8, E? We covered them both sufficiently? Okay. Are there any other exhibits that anyone would like to enter into the record at this time? I guess we would enter the log. Has everyone present signed the attendance sheet? Yes, I have. At this time, the attendance sheet will be marked exhibit 7. If there are no other questions, we'll enter that as Exhibit 7. Comments submitted and testimony heard during this rule hearing will be reviewed by the committee and discussed during a separate meeting scheduled for October 13, 2017 at 5500 San Antonio Drive, Albuquerque. The committee will vote on the proposed rule during that meeting. I would like to thank everyone present for their participation today. That the record shows the public hearing will be adjourned at 9:43.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa, for the coffee, the cookies, and the background music.